Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 02A. The Day I Learned to Pray. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the 31st day of the first month.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed?
Dear Dan, when I was about 4 years old, my parents moved to Washington State from Portland, Oregon. After staying with my mom's mother and her mom in Kirkland for a little while, my folks purchased some raw land, 2.5 acres, in East King County. They moved a small camping trailer onto the property and built a little shed onto it so we could have a place to live while Dad and Grandpa built the house we lived in and my brothers and I grew up in. For the first year or two after the house was built, we lived in it with no electricity. Not because my folks didn't want power, but because there wasn't any. Puget Power had not yet put in power poles or electrical lines down the dirt road our property was on. I remember looking out the front living room window at the big yellow trucks as they drilled into the ground and put in the telephone poles. Not long after that, we got power and phone service. Up until then, we were truly pioneers with lanterns for lights and a wood stove for heat and cooking. Even after getting electricity, which in turn powered the pump to our well and brought water into the house for modern plumbing conveniences, I preferred to use the outhouse because when I became a young teenager, I could sneak a smoke without anyone knowing about it. The house was built on the front acre of the property with the back 1.5 acres left alone in an undeveloped state, except for a few access roads cut through the brush and tractor. The back half had a slope to it with one of the access roads going down a fairly steep angle for about 60 feet. Mom loved horses, so the plan was to fence the back half for a horse pasture. But I had another idea. I must have been about 5, and I was still riding a tricycle. One day, I ventured with my tricycle out to the back half of the property and pedaled my way along the bumpy dirt road to the top of the hill, looking down and wondering if I could ride my tricycle really fast to the bottom. Overcoming my fear of the hill, I took off and started to coast the tricycle down the bumpy, rutty access road, letting it pick up as much speed as possible. Toward the bottom, the front wheel hit a root or stone in the ground and flipped my tricycle over. By the time my tricycle and I were done tumbling over each other, I was upside down with this heavy tricycle on me and me wondering what had happened, and I was rather shaken. It was late in the afternoon, and I knew from the stories my mom would tell of seeing bears and coyotes in the woods that there was a possibility of danger. Then a new fear set in. I began to cry, and while I was busy doing that, the training that I already had from attending church and Sunday school with my mom began to emerge. I began to pray and call in the name of the Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, I prayed, please help me get unstuck from my trike so I won't get eaten by the coyotes. After a while, I calmed down and began working at getting unstuck. Somehow, I was able to extricate myself and walk my trike back up the hill and through the house. Since I was okay and my trike was not bent, I never mentioned a word of this to my mom or dad, lest I should be restricted from further adventures. But that day was the day I learned to pray. Blessing. We'll be right back.
So may the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing, bring a smile to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song.